Let's go, girls.
Welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson and Molly Vogt. Molly is a former mutual fund consultant and retirement plan specialist who is currently the director and founder of My Purse Politics. Kim served as a city councilwoman, is a former investment broker, and now a successful entrepreneur. Now, let's hear what's hatching in local and national politics with the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim.
Hey, happy Thursday, everybody. If you are out there in the car right now and drive time, heading to the Pepsi Center, rolling with the changes, I'll see you at the Pepsi Center tonight because I'm going to REO Speedwagon. That's right, they're here. It's Thursday. It's Denver. What are you doing tonight, Kimmy?
I think I'll ride my bike.
That sounds awesome. I'm sure you won't be wearing that bike since you're against you're against all those government regulations.
That's exactly right. I'm a Harley bicycle rider. I ride without my helmet.
All right. Whatever you say. So we are the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. I'm Molly.
And I'm Kim.
And we like to look at issues that should be on that busy person's radar and then dissect them as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. And of course, we are Denver's Money Talk Radio, KDMT. So we also want to bring forward helpful hints for you to kind of keep that money in your wallet. We know that every decision a politician makes seems to take a few more bucks out of your pocket. And we want to make sure you know what they're doing, long run consequence is going to be to you, and then really how to save your funds.
Yeah, we're going to have some great tips here in, very soon. We have Rafe and Colin with Harmony Ridge Construction in studio with us, and they're going to talk about how to also get real value for your money. So that's another thing that we like to talk about.
Yep. So before we get to that real quick, let's talk about a couple of things that are going on at the federal level and what that will have to do with your money. So right now, obviously, it looks like Congress still is not going to get that health care voted on in the Senate. Looks like they are going to go home for their 4th of July break. And that's going to give everybody a good opportunity, I think, to reach out to your congressmen and women and let them know what you think about the health care law. Obviously, most people say, let's just repeal the whole darned thing because the government shouldn't be in the health care market anyways. They screwed it up to begin with and we don't need their fix. And so many people have really lost their health care. Their rates have gone up so high. They've lost their doctors. And what good is forcing more people onto Medicaid or something like that if it's literally a piece of paper but you can't use it because no doctors will see you? We don't want another guarantee of health care. I actually just want the option to get it.
Well, you know, Molly, I've been thinking about this and I continue to kind of go around in circles like many people in America on this. And I am back to where I was kind of at the beginning. And that is I think that via reconciliation, they should get everything that reverse that was done via reconciliation. And they can do that with 51 votes. And so I think that they should go ahead and do that. And then I think that puts them in a better position to be able to come in and repeal and replace that balance. But when they're going for the whole thing right now, I don't think it's going to happen because they're going to need 60 votes to make that happen. So I'm back to do what you can via reconciliation, then repeal and replace.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about that a few weeks ago. But basically, you've got to pass it first. And like I said before, you have to pass it to find out what's in it. This time, you just have to pass it to scrape everything that's bad out. And the reason that's available is because that is the way that President Obama and Congress forced it through last time, because they never thought we'd have a chance to come back and do something about it. So now that they gave themselves so much power in the reconciliation stage, this is how we can pull it back for us. Mm-hmm. So one more thing, and then we'll get into some good stuff with you on your house remodels. One more thing, though. I'm pretty excited that we've got Republicans and Democrats that are voting together on certain issues. So I see that Maine has actually just reversed their minimum wage hike on restaurant servers. And, you know, we talked about yesterday, there was a new study that came out in about Seattle. Obviously, they've been wrenching up their minimum wage. And it looks like a study was done at the University of Washington that said what's actually happened is a double-edged sword. While we wanted to and intended to have lower-income people making more money, what happened is they actually increased the cost of labor by 3%. They decreased the number of hours that people were able to work by 9%, and people are taking home $125 less per month. And that's because you raise the cost of labor without raising the profits of the employer. There's nowhere for them to get that money to pay them. So he's going to start cutting hours on his employees. And unfortunately, the people that need that job the most are probably the ones to be cut.
Well, and actually, Molly, why should government be involved in this whatsoever? Actually, don't you think that an employer, an employee, can come to an agreement on the value of that particular employee? If the employee thinks that he's not making enough money and is bringing enough value to that employer, somebody else is going to want to hire them at a higher rate. And so government really has no business being in this particular arena. Now, we're in a tough spot here in Colorado because we passed an amendment to the Constitution regarding minimum wage. And I think it's going to take some work to try to reverse that. But once we start to see the effects of this, you know, I think we're going to have to go to work and try to get that repealed.
Well, I think we will. And I think the point is, you know, we've all been talking about it and telling people what's going to happen. But now that people are seeing the results, now it's likely to happen. Because Maine, like I said, now back in November, they passed this tip credit rule. So they increased the amount of money that you had to pay to a server, which is somebody who makes a lot of money, more of their money on tips than they do on base wage, like a bartender or a waiter or a waitress. And then I can see this Democrat Senator Dill. He voted to raise those wages back in November. And then he had so many constituents calling him and saying, what are you doing? We are getting letting go. Our hours are getting cut. Our employer is raising the cost on the menu, which means now that our customers are paying, they want to pay less overall. So they're tipping less. So they're either cutting our hours or paying us less money. So Senator Dill, Democrat in Maine, actually went back in just this June and voted to get rid of that new minimum wage hike, and it passed, and the governor just signed it this week, and so everybody in Maine is happy. But I think it's really good that we've got Republicans and Democrats listening to constituents. So that's what I want to say to all of you out there. You can do something. If you've got an idea and a solution, go to your government, go to Congress, go to the legislature, go to the city council, go to RTD, go to the school board. Have your voice heard, because you know what? These people are representing you. And so let them know how to do that. So this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim on KDMT. Stick with us. We'll be right back with some ideas for your home remodel. If you're a veteran looking to purchase a home, choose the local experts at Home Mortgage Alliance. VA loans offer qualifying veterans the option to buy without a down payment, and closing fees are limited. Active duty or retired military, reserves, and surviving spouses may qualify. Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook have spent decades finding the correct loan to suit your unique financial situation. Give Home Mortgage Alliance a call at 303-888-2732. That's 303-888-2732. Or check them out on our AmeriChicks referral list at AmeriChicks.com.
Home Mortgage Alliance LLC is an approved FHA lender. Sponsored agent of VA Loans. NMLS number 1137507.
When buying or selling your home, you need a top-notch negotiator with experience. Award-winning RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine has helped individuals navigate the ups and downs of the Denver real estate market for over 25 years. Karen Levine is honest, trustworthy, and has your best interests in mind. Let Karen help you find the right home for your lifestyle. Call Karen at 303-877-7516 for a no-cost consultation. That's 303-877-7516. Or visit her online at Karen-Levine.com and tell her the AmeriChicks sent you.
Today you need to have a great online and social media presence, and the best in the biz is Desi On Demand. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, personally work with Brandon, the founder of Desi On Demand. Desi On Demand is instrumental with our video projects, Chick Chat, Eggs, Exceptional Endeavors, and our World War II project. We most heartily endorse his creativity, innovation, dedication, and integrity. Brandon and his team bring all that to the table. Check out Desi On Demand's website at mydesi.com or call 303-359-1522 for more info, and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, oh my! No need to worry about your company or personal finances with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. Predovich & Company are certified public accountants who offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company strives to take a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs and situation. Give Predovich & Company a call at 303-791-3000 or check out their website at dpredovich.com and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Hey, welcome back. We are the AmeriChicks. I'm Kim Munson.
And I am Molly Vogt.
And we are absolutely thrilled to have in studio with us couple of our Growing Our Brand partners. We have Rafe and Colin with Harmony Ridge Construction. And we've had a long relationship with you guys. We can highly endorse your great work. And it's great for you. Or we're really happy that you're here with us. So hi, Rafe. Hi, Colin.
Hello. We're happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it is our delight. And so let's just jump right in here regarding houses in the metro area. It's a hot market right now, isn't it?
It really is. Right now, there's a very small amount of homes that are on the market for sale. And what it's doing is it's driving the price up substantially. So what a lot of people are doing right now are trying to stay in their homes rather than try to sell their home and try to find a new home to move into at the same price. It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're experiencing right now is a lot of people are coming to us to help them stay in their homes. And by doing that, we're either remodeling kitchens, remodeling bathrooms, we're doing additions to their homes, giving them more square footage, everything from, you name it, decks to basement remodels, so that they can stay in their home and grow with Denver right now.
And it really we're talking with Colin here, that really creates value for them. There's kind of an inherent value as you update your home, in addition to, it does create additional value as well.
It does. A lot of folks have equity in their home right now. As everyone knows, if you're looking at your tax assessment, you've seen 18, 20, 30% increases in the value of your homes. But is that real money? Until you sell, it's not. So what people are doing is saying, hey, why don't I ride this wave out a little bit, remodel my house, create some improvements to the house, whether it's a kitchen or a bath, because a lot of them are, you know, 10 to 20 years old. And by doing so, they're increasing the value of their home, and they're actually getting more equity out of their home and using very little of their own money to do this. They're using HELOCs right now, going and getting financing. So they're not doing construction loans. They're just, you know, with the
now,
equity.
Now, what'd you just say? What's a HELOC?
A HELOC is a home equity line of credit.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're going to their bank or their mortgage company and taking out a second mortgage on their home. And they're using that to pay for renovations.
Okay. Now, Rafe, you had mentioned something during break that what you've seen in the real estate market regarding people that are selling their homes, I mean, it is so hot. It's really difficult for people, isn't it?
Not if they're selling. The buyers, yeah. For sure. There's multiple offers on each sale. They're up to 40.
And you said there's some cash offers with no inspections these days.
Lots of cash offers, and they'll waive the inspections. They want the house so bad because these guys have been out there for months looking at homes, and you've looked 40, 50, 60 homes, and you start to panic.
Wow.
And so you're willing to go ahead and accept whatever might be wrong with that home. I'll find out. We have to buy a house. I have to get in.
And even if they do that, they can actually call you guys because after they get in and see that it's not been inspected, they have some surprises. I'm sure Harmony Ridge Construction could probably help them out with that, right?
You bet. We're happy to come in at that point and help them out and make the house their own.
Okay. Now, Rafe and Colin, you both have years and years of experience in this industry. Now, you are also entrepreneurs as, you know, Harmony Ridge, I think, is a newer company. However, the experience that you bring to Harmony Ridge is pretty exciting.
It is. Our depth and breadth is pretty extensive. I've worked in the construction industry for about 25 to 30 years, doing everything from commercial construction to custom home design, everything is including design build, all over the country and, quite frankly, all over the world.
Wow. And Rafe, you've been involved in this industry for a while as well.
Yeah, I've been in real estate for probably 20 years. Love the rental market and fix and flips, and have been involved doing that outside of my other business.
Yeah. And being entrepreneurs, it's great. And then, I mean, you don't work just 40 hours a week, do you?
Close. It's no 9 to 5, that's for sure.
That's for sure. My neighbor across the street is an entrepreneur. He has his own company, and I get up early typically, but I also hear his car about 4:30 in the morning, and off he goes. So it's something having your own business, and Molly and I just love entrepreneurs, so it's great to have you guys here.
Yeah. Everybody check out HarmonyRidgeConstruction.com, and you can go to our website, TheAmerichicks.com, and you see their rotating banner ad there as well. So, Rafe, tell us, what kind of upgrades are in right now. Like if somebody's like, yeah, okay, I wanted to sell my house, but it, you know, or I wanted to buy a house, but I put in my bid order and 40 other people beat me to it and I'm stuck and I can't go anywhere. And I'm seriously, this just happened. I was talking to a friend whose next door neighbor just came over and said, no, I put in a bid and I won. And then they got rid of my contract because at the last minute they took another one. Like, isn't that illegal? Yeah, but it doesn't matter. And so his house sold before he even put it on the market the night before. And he's like, I don't know where to go. So if you find yourself in that situation and you're going to remodel your home, what are some of the cool new things that people are looking at first?
Always the key areas are your kitchens, your bathrooms, entryway.
Garages, believe it or not.
Yeah, garage.
I mean, you've got a lot of folks that are really interested in upgrading their garages.
That man cave, huh?
Absolutely. And, you know, we can go in, we can do your garage, custom make your garage, make them more contemporary, more modern, as opposed to just being a garage.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trends are you seeing? Like, I always think it's interesting, like backsplashes in kitchens. What are you seeing right now? Is there a gamut of product or is there something?
There is. Yeah, I think what we're seeing right now is people are getting more into the contemporary styles, the glasses. They like the ceramics. They're looking for lots of pattern in their backsplashes. So that's kind of the trends that we're seeing right now.
So if I'm just coming in to see you guys, well, let's say we had a great tip. So what would be the top three tips that you would say to people out there as they're starting to consider whether or not to update their home?
Well, I would start off by doing a little research around your neighborhood, looking at comps for where you live and what the market value is for your house. Then I would determine where you stand in that market. Are you at the high end of the market or are you at the middle or the low end of that market? If you're at the high end of the market, then you're in a little bit more challenging of a position because you'd have to do a larger upgrade. You'd have to do more square footage to your house to get the bang for the buck. If you're in the middle of the market or the low end of the market and you're on your street and you want to increase your kitchens and baths, you will absolutely increase the value of your home consistent with the comps around your house.
Yeah, then you have the margin.
Okay. And the other thing that we were talking about before we went on is the number one tip is to call Harmony Ridge Construction.
That's correct.
Amen, sister.
So let's talk about floors. What about floors? I know, you know, most people have had in the past hardwood, but then, you know, I've gone to Home Depot and I've got friends that are looking at kind of those more of this, they're ceramic and some are rock and there's other different types of things and they're lighter and they're square and they look really smooth, but apparently you can drop things on them and not break them. Harmony Ridge Construction, Rafe and Colin, what's new in flooring?
One of our favorite discoveries the last couple of years is a product called, the company's called Carndine, and it's a loose lay floor. It's about 7 mils thick, and it's soft to walk on. It's warm. It makes the floors quieter, and it's a great alternative to some of the other materials out there, especially if, you know, like for kitchen, you're going to drop something or you're not going to damage it with water also. So let's say your dishwasher overflows. You can just you can just pick these up, clean it up, dry it out, lay them back down,
and
off you go.
And what we've learned is a lot of our clients have pets. And this is a great product for pets. So if you put in brand new hardwood floors, whether it's a maple or an oak, or you put in a bamboo, your pets scratch it. Your pets could, you know, drink water. Your pets could you know, urinate on it. And it's not as forgiving as this Carndine. It's a great product for that. And it's great for basements. We've been doing a bunch of remodels where there's been water damage. This stuff, you just pick right back up, you dry it back out, you put it back down. It's antibacterial and microbial, I believe.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's a great product.
It's commercial. I mean, it's commercial. It's industrial strength, so it'll hold up to the traffic. And it feels great. And it looks like they make it look like all kinds of materials, stone, wood, what have you.
Carndine, K-A-R-N-D-E-A-N. This, our producer's actually back there going, yeah, and he's smiling. He's like, yeah, that sounds good. Carndine. Okay, now that I see it here, it does look beautiful. Looks
yeah,
nice.
Got a lot of cool options.
Okay. What about, and how much, well, I don't know how to say, like, how long does it take to get something like that put in?
It really depends on how large your project is or how easy the room is. If it's a simple square room, it's relatively quick. We can lay it down in a few hours.
Really?
Really.
You're putting like square by square by square.
Correct. Hmm. And it's loose lay, so it floats. It basically can move with the temperature, expansion and contraction. And you basically just lay it out, and it's done in a day.
You know, I find it so fascinating that here in, I don't know if this is an American product, but mankind, when they put their thinking caps on, just the creativity and innovation. I mean, who would have thought that there'd be a product like this, you know, just a few years ago? I find that so exciting.
Well, and I think one more thing to add, I think it's a recycled product. I think they have a portion of their line that is recycled. So yeah. What that means is whether they've had these other rather than going to landfills, they use this material to build their product. So it's a great product to use.
And while it feels like it's cutting edge to us, it's been around for over 10 years, so it is proven technology.
Well, actually, and that's probably good if you really think about it.
So we're talking with Harmony Ridge Construction, and we're talking about doing some upgrades to your home. Obviously, it's worth it to do. You know, if you're going to sell your house, it's worth it to do, and if you're going to keep your house, it's worth it to do. Always pays off. What about lighting? Do you guys get into lighting, and is there anything new going on in lighting in houses? What's the trend?
There are a ton of new things going on in lighting. LED is getting to be affordable. There's all kinds of very cool lights. Philips made some neat stuff that you can control with your iPhone. You put the bulbs in, and they're all wireless technology. You can change the color from any color. And demo
disco.
You can.
As soon as your parents come home on April Fool's Day, you could just like turn it on, and then they walk in upset. You're like, psych.
You can tie it to your music. You can actually have it working with your music.
Oh my gosh! So your neighbor doesn't only call because the music's too loud; it's because the lights are going crazy, huh?
And they have them that have speakers in them, even.
Oh my gosh, that's unbelievable!
Yeah, and you can turn them on, turn them off from while you're at work.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, that is
coming home.
That's amazing.
Okay, so we're talking with Harmony Ridge Construction again. So what about the newest and coolest things to do to basements?
Man caves, obviously that's key. I think all the wives are saying they want their husbands in the basements. So I think that's what's happening. We're doing a lot of man caves. Basements are also about putting bathrooms in, because how do you increase the value of your home? Kitchens and baths. So basements, you're going to have bathrooms, you're going to have more square footage. And the more square footage you have in your house, or the more you can increase, obviously the higher the value of your home.
And you left out the most obvious thing. Bar.
Got to have a bar in a man cave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I thought that was just in that old couch from like the 70s that my brother and parents had. And you'd like lift up the little thing in the middle of the couch. It's got a cooler in there. There's the bar. But that's Florida for you. You can take the girl out of Florida. Okay, so you mentioned baths. Anything new and crazy in baths, showers?
Yeah, I guess one of the things, it's more or less glass, your enclosures. People want cool, unique enclosures for your showers. They want ones that don't have doors. So you just have a glass enclosure where you can enter on either side, and the water just stays in the bath or the shower area, and you don't have a swinging door or a sliding door. So I think that's kind of a new trend.
Well, nice. That's great. So, Rafe and Colin with Harmony Ridge Construction, how can people reach you?
They can call us at 720-660-0265, or they can reach us at harmonyridgeconstruction.com.
Well, very good. It's great having you guys in studio. We really do appreciate your growing our brand partnership, and definitely check out Harmony Ridge Construction. Molly and I can heartily endorse you, so thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
She said heartily. HarmonyRidgeConstruction.com. Rafe and Colin, they're the best. You know that it's a crazy market out there right now, and you may not be able to get into a new house. Why not make your one worth living in? And then when the market comes back, go on and sell it and get something new. But for now, make it your dream home. Call Harmony Ridge Construction.
Have a great night out and watch the best movies under the stars at the historic 88 Drive-In Theater. Beginning Friday, June 16th through the 22nd, the triple feature at 88 Drive-In will include Captain Underpants, Wonder Woman, and Alien Covenant. Admission is $8 per person, and children under 12 are free. Stay for one or all three. Please be sure to visit the delicious snack bar to help 88 Drive-In Theater continue to bring you the best in movie entertainment. Get their special pizza deal Monday through Thursday. Receive one 12-inch pizza and two 16-ounce sodas, all for only $11. Stay up to date on movie showings and times at 88drivein.net. And be sure to tell them the Americhicks sent you.
Hey, welcome back. We are the Americhicks, Molly and Kim. I am Kim.
And I am Molly.
And it is a beautiful day. You've got something exciting going on tonight.
REO Speedwagon tonight, baby.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Gonna roll with the changes, because I just can't fight this feeling any longer.
Oh, God.
It's time for me to fly.
Oh, boy.
Hey, a big thanks to Rafe and Colin, who were just in here from Harmony Ridge Construction. They do such a great job with home remodels, and they're good friends of ours, and we're happy to be able to endorse them. And interesting thing I had never heard of, they just mentioned, what was that flooring?
Carradine. Yeah. Sounds really interesting. Yeah. So give them a call, check it out, or you can go to our website. We have all of our Growing Our Brand partners on there. You can go through that little banner ad, and we heartily endorse each of them. They're all fantastic. We know them, so definitely check them out. Let's move on to some other news. There is one that has just been interesting, and that is WOTUS. Waters, the U.S. WOTUS.
What a cool name. You know, normally when big government comes up with big projects, they have all these ridiculous long names like affirmatively furthering fair housing. And it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to say that many words and that many, you know, positive things, I know it's not.
It's hold on to your
wallet.
But
WOTUS sounds kind of cool. Yep. What is it?
Well, it's Waters of the U.S. And Molly, I was on city council when we first started to see this baby coming down from the federal government, down to the state, down to the counties, and down to local government. And my concern is even though President Trump and Scott Pruitt at the EPA are going to roll this baby back, which is wonderful, some of that stuff is embedded into these municipalities because people just rubber stamped whatever they were told to do that. So, but we're taking a, I digress. So we'll just talk about what happened great in Washington, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And so what happened is it looks like WOTUS is finally on its way out. It was a highly controversial rule that President Obama put into place. And yesterday, it looks like the EPA and the Corps of Engineers are going to rescind this rule. And it was a really, really bad rule mm-hmm. because many times what they say is they're putting a rule in place because they care. They care about the environment. They care, you know, fill in the blank. But in this case, it was such an overreach that the EPA could actually regulate ditches and dry land that hold water for only a few days after big, big rains. And it would force people to get more permits, including activities such as farming. Now, farming is something that occurs and they feed people. So when you make it harder for farmers to farm, in essence, ultimately, you could make it more difficult or more expensive when people go to the grocery store. So it looks like what they're going to do is start to push these rulemaking back to the states, which know their communities better. And I think it's really exciting. It sounds maybe a little boring, but sometimes boring is really, really important. So we wanted to make sure you had that on your radar.
Totally did. And we've talked about this before. A friend of ours did a documentary that kind of explains what happens when the government puts so many regulations in that farmers can't use water to grow our food. And it's called No Water, No Farmer, No Food. Check that out. NoWaterNoFarmerNoFood.com. And it's also talking about how it's the Endangered Species Act is one of the big acts of the EPA that stop farmers from using their water to grow our food. And Kim, when I think about, you know, the government policies, this particular one, WOTUS, this one, Waters of the U.S., this is one of the ones that's kind of like the IRS, where there were so many regulations, rules and regulations, that nobody knew exactly what they were. So you get, a person with a home who's got a ditch that's collecting too much water out there. And now you've got a government agency coming in and saying that that's not okay and slapping a fine on them. Right. But the regulators or the people that work at the agencies really don't know all the regulations. And you get one person that tells you one thing and one person that says another because there's such a long list. It's like the IRS, but it's the EPA.
And Molly, that's an excellent point, because what does it mean when regulators can be subjective? What it means is that one guy will be treated differently than another, possibly, not intentionally, but sometimes intentionally. And what has happened here with these rules is that, in essence, the executive branch has put in rules in President Obama in this case, that actually Congress is the one that's supposed to make the laws. And so this was a big overstep on the part of the Obama administration. And it is really exciting to see all of this stuff being rolled back. I don't think that the Democrats and the far left Democrats, when we say that, we're not talking about that middle, because I think JFK probably would be a moderate Republican these days. But when you take a look at what the progressive Democrats have done, I think that they never thought that they would ever lose the presidency again. So they took all this power. But guess what? When you take all that power, you can put somebody in place that removes all that power. And that's what we see is happening right now with the Trump administration, which is astonishing. So if you can get away and not pay attention to like all the circus stuff that's going on out there, like I kind of wish he wouldn't do some of the tweets that he does. However, I do like the fact that he's a fighter, or the fact that he's a fighter. But if you can get past all that and see what this administration gets up and does every day for the individual American, it's pretty exciting.
It totally is. Well, since you brought it up, because we weren't really going to talk about that, but you know, just recently, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been given the press briefings lately, mm-hmm. and I've got to tell you, I'm very impressed with what she is doing under fire. I don't know that if she was bred for that or not, but she's doing a pretty good job.
Well, she's Mike Huckabee's daughter.
Yeah, you know? True. And, you know, one thing is one of the women media today I saw ask her a question and kept kind of attacking her and going at her and saying, you know, who's your role model? And trying to get her to say that really to put down President Trump. And who's your role model? Is that who you would point to for your kids? Who would you point to? And she said, I only have one role model. There's only one perfect person, or, you know, one person being, and that's God. And she's pointing up and she's like, everybody else is just human. And I just thought that was really neat. And, you know, the media woman said, well, what about, you know, how he's coming after women? And Sarah Huckabee said, I'm a woman and you all have been coming after me nonstop. So, you know, it's so funny when the one side is they can put you down. They can say negative things. They can be violent. They can be violent protesters. And they can say crude things about women, but you can't? Come on now. Isn't there equality for all?
Well, and to that point, when we were back in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration, I was astounded to see women that were offended, supposedly, by, and I really didn't like what he said either. But then the thing they were offended about, they were wearing on their heads, you know, or dressed up. I'm like, this is a big disconnect. And we need to make sure that we circle back and we look at what is best for the American individual. I think we could encourage President Trump to, I like the fact that he fights back. You know, he might think a little bit before he speaks, but, you know, that's kind of something that happens with me. Sometimes I should probably think sometimes before I speak. Not you, Molly, because you're perfect.
Especially before you go on the air. That's true. Okay, so something else that just happened today. Two different things in regards to immigration. So number one, the Trump administration set the new visa rules. Mm-hmm. We talked about this yesterday for the travel ban countries or those six broken
pause.
States
yep.
that have the travel pause taking effect. And that starts at 8:00 Eastern time tonight. So in about 14 minutes, that's going to start tonight. And so I'm curious to see how that's going to go. I'm glad that, you know, they gave a couple of days and gave some notice. And it sounds like they've been reaching out and letting everybody know how this is going to work. So that's good. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, I think it's an excellent idea. In fact, I was doing some reading this morning. And I mean, it's astounding to think that we would not even check out people that are coming into our house. I mean, let's really think about it. Do you want to let just anybody into your house? You know, and we've both said this great quote that we heard from, I can't remember who now, but do you lock your doors at night? Yes. But we don't lock our doors because we hate the people on the outside. We lock our doors because we love the people on the inside. And so it's absolutely crazy that if we have our doors locked, that our neighbors would insist that we had to take anybody into our house that they thought we should. And so this is just really this is just common sense. And it's good to get some common sense back in Washington. And man, they don't like it.
No. That's very confusing for people who don't run on law. They run on regulations and power. But, you know, Nigel Farage, when he was here a couple weeks ago and we had the opportunity to talk to him, he said, you know, it's so interesting and scary and sad that in the Western civilization right now, you see all of these different countries in the West that are pretending like the Islamic terrorist attacks aren't coming and aren't going to continue coming and like it's not a problem and they won't call it what it is. He said, but you know what that is? It's a lack of moral courage. He has a lack of moral courage that we all seem to have. Why wouldn't we rather stand up and tell the truth and call a spade and protect our families and our communities and our kids? And I'm glad that he said that, and that stuck in my mind. I want to make sure that I am standing with moral courage, and it's not always easy to do that. You've got bullies coming at you left and right and the PC police, but you know what? It's time to stand on our moral courage. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim on KDMT. Stick with us. We'll be back. There's some more immigration information.
In a world of uncertainty, anything can happen. It pays to protect yourself, your family, your business, your home, and your car. And it pays to work with the proven professionals at Alliance Insurance Services. Jeremy McCallum and his Alliance Insurance Services team work with a variety of insurance companies competing for your business. Jeremy and the Alliance Insurance Services team helps you find the right insurance at the right price. They know you'll sleep better at night knowing Alliance Insurance Services is handling all of your insurance needs. Give them a call today at 303-431-9351. That's 303-431-9351. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Freedom begins in your house, not the White House. We Americans enjoy the privileges of a free society, and each of us has a duty and responsibility to keep America's unique ideals of freedom on course. How? Lens of Liberty can help. Lens of Liberty's Free Freedom Kit provides a complete guide to help you be informed, stay vigilant, and fight back for liberty. Order your Free Freedom Kit from lensofliberty.org now. That's lensofliberty.org, so you are armed with the tools necessary to stand for America's ideals.
Hey, welcome back. We are the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. I'm Kim.
And I'm Molly.
And we are talking about some of the things that have been going on in Washington, D.C. today. It's been pretty exciting. There's been bipartisan support for a couple of different immigration bills. One is Kate's Law regarding Kate Steinle, who was murdered out in San Francisco by an illegal alien who had been deported five different times.
And had seven felonies.
Yes. And then the other one is the Sanctuary City bill. And my understanding, Molly, is part of that bill says that if you are a sanctuary city, then you're no longer going to receive federal funds. I actually think it's astonishing as we look at the amount of money that's going to these different jurisdictions from the federal government. This is so antithetical to federalism. You know, each state is supposed to be able to make their decisions for their state, and they should be responsible for those decisions instead of going to the federal government for money. So, and you know, in a big picture situation, I really like the idea that this is going to take money away, but it only makes sense if they're not going to enforce immigration law.
True. And I'm with you on that, too. You know, I think that on the one hand, I'm glad that the government, our federal government, has the opportunity to actually withhold that money for the sanctuary cities to kind of force them to enforce the law to protect the people, because that is the only job of the government. That's the only reason we give them the money that they're withholding from the states is to protect we the people from enemies, foreign and domestic. And we do have people that want to come here and hurt us. And so we need to be able to make sure that our police officers and our sheriffs and everybody at that level has the tools and the resources they need to do their job to protect us. We know that we have criminals here, not just any old person that's come over the border to, you know, to make some money and create a better job for their lives and their family. I'm not talking about them, Kim. I'm talking the people that come over here because they're bringing drugs, because they're trafficking human beings, or because they are a part of a terrorist plot that want to do something bad to us. There are people, like you said, you know, Kate Steinle, the guy who killed her had seven felonies and had been deported five times and was back again. And he had just been released from prison. And ICE asked for him to be held because they called him up again on a misdemeanor charge, and the local police did not hold him. They let him go. And that's when he went out, he got the gun out of the BLM's car, and he shot this innocent girl.
Yeah, I saw the pictures last night of her, and she's just a beautiful girl. I mean, it's heartbreaking what happened there. But it is exciting that Congress actually did something about it today.
Right. And so there's Kate's Law, and there's also the No Sanctuary for Criminals. And so one thing to that, too, is so they won't get the federal funds. You won't get federal grants if you're a sanctuary city or state. But also now family members of victims of some sort of violence from an illegal immigrant, they can now sue the city.
Wow.
For damages.
That's a bill that has some real teeth in it.
It is.
You know what?
It is. And why not?
Again, it's only common sense.
It is only common sense. So I'm glad to see this. Like you said, it was bipartisan. It passed both of these laws passed the House today. Kate's law passed. We had 24 Democrats that voted yes and one Republican that voted no. Hey, there you go. And then the No Sanctuary for Criminals, you had 3 Democrats that voted yes and 7 Republicans voted no. So, you know, it's not really looking at that party line for me anymore. I'm kind of looking at the exact policy and that person and the way they vote. And what do they care about? Who are they protecting? When you are protecting illegal immigrants that are here breaking the law, who are you protecting? Whose civil rights and whose First Amendment rights? And Rob Nadelson was on with us a couple days ago because we were talking about all the Supreme Court cases that were talked about on Monday.
It's been a big week. Oh, my gosh.
And it's just so interesting how there are people who aren't really pure with what side they stand of the law. You know, they say that they don't want to withhold illegal people or let's say foreigners from coming here because they're coming from a nation that may be a terrorist nation and call that against their First Amendment rights. But they're not citizens.
Right.
But they don't want to protect our own people's First Amendment rights or property rights.
It is a real head scratcher. I can't figure it out.
You can't pick and choose. You've got to pick your premises and you've got to go with it the whole way through. Think long term.
I totally agree. And again, I think this is a lot of it's about control. You know, I mean, there's a variety of reasons why I think that they're really supporting these sanctuary cities. And what I have found just kind of really interesting is now that President Trump and now Congress have said that we're going to not be funding these sanctuary cities, all of a sudden, mayors and city council people that have said we're a sanctuary city are just wanting to change the definition a little bit. They're actually saying we're not a sanctuary city, but they're doing all the sanctuary city stuff. So I haven't seen the bill yet to see how they address that, but we're going to now start to see some machinations on how people react to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, we had Sheriff Jeff Schrader on.
Right.
Recently. And
from Jefferson County.
From Jefferson County. And we asked him about that here in Colorado. And he said, there's one thing that people don't realize is that when ICE comes in and they want you to detain somebody, that you've got to actually have
a reason or a warrant.
Well, it's a warrant and it's got to be signed by a judge.
Right.
And they said that there have been some that have been submitted that haven't been signed by a judge. So I just want to make sure those are always signed.
Right. You want to make sure
dot your I's and cross your T's if you're going to save the lives of the people here. So what about the guy, the illegal alien who killed the guy here on the light rail?
Right. Now that happened. This was a young kid. I think he was like 32. His last name was Cruz. He was at the death of Tim Cruz. He was at the light rail station at Sheridan and 6th Avenue. And two guys came up and they shot him. And one of them for sure was an illegal alien. And ICE had placed a detainer on this guy. His name was Vallis. And then if I remember right, what happened is the sheriff's department sent over a notice that they were going to release this guy to the streets. And this was like during the holiday season, about like at 11:29 or something. 11:30, and then at 11:59, just a few minutes later, they let him go. And ICE didn't get the facts, if you can believe, until after midnight. And by this time, this guy was already on the streets. And then 2 months later, Tim Cruz was murdered by this guy. And of course, the city of Denver, the sheriff's department, said that we really are, you know, we're sorry that this happened, and I think they are. I don't think anybody wants that to happen, but there needs to be the next step. And that means that they need to step up and make sure that they do this in a more responsible manner.
Yeah. So this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. And the reason we're talking about this is because there were two House bills that just passed today regarding the immigration. And that is Kate's Law and No Sanctuary for Criminals. So check them out. We want to make sure that everybody's civil rights are protected, that are American citizens. Also, people that live here and are citizens are protected as well. So I've got another one for you on our speed round of current events, Kim.
Okay.
And this is another lesson on finally the chickens are coming home to roost, and you can't kick that can down the road too long. You know, everybody's been talking about free college. The government can give you free college. And you say, oh, well, that'll never catch up with us. You know, free college isn't free. Eventually somebody pays. And I want to just point everybody to the investigation, the new FBI investigation that's going on with Bernie Sanders' wife. She was the president of the which school now?
I think it was Burlington College.
Burlington College. Yep. There you go. Mm-hmm. And she took on a $10 million loan and said that it was going to be paid for with a huge increase of enrollment tuition. I think she was talking about it going from 180 students to 500, and then also $2.5 million in
donations.
Mm-hmm. And there was no marketing plan for that. There was nothing that showed that was going to happen for sure. I don't know how she thought she was going to increase the number of employees by 180%. At a liberal arts college, I saw some stats. The increase per year right around that time was 4.3%. in enrollment. So Sanders' wife is saying, oh, give us this $10 million loan. We're going to increase enrollment so high it'll pay for it. Well, then the next year, she left. She resigned. She got a $200,000 payoff to go and just let it fall. And by 2016, that college closed. And all of the students were in a rush to try to find another school to even take them. How do you transfer your credits? You know how hard it is when you go from one college to another to transfer credits, and then you have to get more loans. And how do you find when you can afford, and who's going to accept you at that time? And then think about all the teachers and the staff that lost their jobs. You know, you can't just keep taking on loan after loan after loan. And it's kind of bittersweet for me to see that it's Bernie Sanders, socialist wife, who has just proven that the utopia of taking on a loan and not paying it back doesn't work, and it does hurt people.
Well, definitely. And one of the things regarding the lawsuit is they say that there was an overstatement and misrepresentation of nearly $2 million. Now, that is a mistruth. Let's just put it that way. And then, like you say, she left them high and dry. That is somebody's money. And that is, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work, obviously.
Yeah. And under the auspices of, we are always going to help our kids. Every kid deserves a good education. That's coming out of people like Bernie Sanders' mouth when he's running for president. He's a senator. And, you know, he's all for this free for everybody. It's not fair if it's not free. And I just think it's really cool, although cruel, to see the truth of what happened with the school, Burlington College, and those kids there. When they take on more loans than they can pay off, then kids get hurt and the staff gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. And there's something immoral about making a pledge and then walking away from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think it says something about the character of them. So.
Yeah, and I guess that another part of the FBI investigation is they think that Bernie Sanders, while as senator, possibly improperly pressured the bank to approve that loan.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's all about power.
Yeah. So anyway, just keeping our eyes on the process. I want to make sure you are too. But you know what? Good things are happening down in D.C. right now. You've got apparently some people on the right and the left that are working together. It looks like we've got some people that are looking long-term economically, and hopefully we'll have something done with this health care bill after the 4th of July. Please reach out to your congressman while they're home on vacation and let them know you like to get this signed, and you understand that reconciliation is step two, and in that, they can scrape out all the bad stuff. But there's a process to getting Obamacare fully repealed.
Right, and we would highly recommend that you go to any of these town halls, particularly with Republican elected leaders, because I think it could get a little rough out there. And I think that they like to see some friendly, supportive faces, because I think it's going to be Like I say, I think it's going to be rough here over this next weekend.
That's right. Now, tomorrow is Friday. It's our World War II day, so you're going to want to tune in. We have a lot of great stories. We're going to be talking World War II and Korea stories tomorrow, so it's a special treat. It's time for me to roll, because I'm going to the REO Speedwagon concert. Kimmy, what's our quote?
Okay, Ben Franklin. He says, "It is a common observation here that our cause is the cause of all mankind, and that we are fighting for their liberty and defending our own."
Amen to that. This is the AmeriChicks signing off. Y'all have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 5 p.m. 13.